Translation. After saying this, Maharaj Nimi, who was expert in science of spiritual knowledge, gave up his body. Vasishta, the great-grandfather, gave up his body also, but through the semen discharged by Mitra and Varuna when they saw Urvasi, he was born. Again. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Tunyavadi Prasthachadi Sitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The purport is actually very short. Mitra and Varuna chance to meet Urvasi, the most beautiful prostitute of the heavenly kingdom. And they become lusty. Because they were great saints, they tried to control their lust, but they could not do so. And thus they discharged semen. This semen was kept carefully in the water pot, and Vasishtha was born from it. Hare Krishna. Actually, when I was reading this purport, only 3-4 lines is a purport given by Srila Prabhupada. But yesterday class I was listening that Srimad Bhagavatam is a very amazing scripture. Every word is a zip file. Is everything compressed file. You click on one word, then ocean of nectar just comes on. And within that actually you find another one, click in, and another nectar comes. So like a zip into zip into zip. I really like that word, the zip file. And it is true. I was wondering that actually only 3-4 lines, and here is saying that this semen was kept carefully in the water pot, and Vasishtha was born from it. Then it clicked that few years ago, the so-called scientists, so-called doctors, well advanced, this modern technology, they found this test tube baby. Actually, I'm wondering that whether they are reading all these books and getting all the idea from the books. And I'm sure in the Hollywood there are so many films they made based on Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. They must be reading. They don't accept openly that yes, this is the reality. This is true. They don't want to declare that. But behind the back, actually, they are following this Bhagavatam. Test tube baby, and it was a big thing everywhere on the newspaper and the media, on the television, that test tube baby, and say successful. Now here, even if you just consider Bhagavatam, just even just 5,000 years old, is the oldest, but we just consider 5,000. Even if you consider just 200 years old, still, we just found this test tube baby now. And this was actually mentioned, that this semen was kept carefully in the water pot, and Vasishtha was born from it. Actually, born again. When you start actually Bhagavatam on this chapter 13, that Maharaj Nimi wanted to perform fire yajna. And he invited Vasishtha Muni to conduct the yajna. And Vasishtha Muni that time was already engaged performing the fire yajna for Lord Indra. So he said, can you wait? When I finish, I'll come and perform your yajna. But then Maharaj Nimi said, the time is too short. It is actually too short. Even that time when he saying time is too short, now his time is extremely short.
We don't have time. Anytime, anything can happen to anyone. You just, anytime you can leave the body. Like yesterday, Priyata Prabhu, of course, is the age is there, but he was perfectly okay in the morning. He was laughing when the devotee went, and hour later they got a message that he left the body. He was recovering from his attack. He was okay. He was laughing. He was talking to devotees, talking about Krishna conscious. And within hour, a message came that actually he left the body. The time is actually just any time anything can happen. So we should be actually ready for our call. We should be ready. Actually, one time, year 2000, and they were saying that actually it's going to stop everything. The whole world is going to collapse. There will be no food, no drink, nothing, and people will die and this and that. Nothing will work. And that time I remember my Guru Maharaj, actually, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he came to London and we asked, can you give the class on how to survive? And he said, okay, I'll give the class. And he called everyone and we got together and he said, okay, so now we're going to learn how to die. I thought actually we went there actually to get to know that in this situation how we can survive. And he came and he said, okay, we're going to prepare how to die. And everyone says, what is this? How to die? But that's the reality. Devotee know how to die, how to live, and how to enjoy their life. And here, he's saying that actually this semen was kept carefully in the water pot, and Vasishtha was born from it. Then I was thinking actually that the only thing you tell, the whole thing, actually the class is finished from here. And we got an hour to talk about. But then again, that zip file. So then I said, okay, let's go into Bhagavad Gita and talk what Bhagavad Gita is saying about this. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 44. Bhogeshwarya prasakatam tapayharata sita Chitasam Vyasyam Amilak Buddhi Samudhana Vidyat. In the mind of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to Supreme Lord does not take place. Now here he's saying that in this material world one is attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence. You think in material world everyone is actually engaged. As soon as we smell something, we feel like, oh, can I eat? Can I enjoy this? When we see something, we want to enjoy. And if you are not careful, Maya Devi is there, is attacking you all the time. Checking, checkpoint, check, check, check. And if you are not actually careful, you are gone. Here, those two saintly persons, when they saw this beautiful lady, the prostitute, from the heavenly kingdom. Now they're saying that whatever we see here, the beauty, that is nothing compared to actually heavenly planet. All the female over there, they are extremely beautiful. And one of these beautiful girls, this lady here, as a prostitute. When they saw even this saintly person, they call themselves actually saintly person. Prabhupada actually using this word, saintly person. Even though actually when they saw that beauty, they were trying, because they were saintly person, they were trying to control their senses. But they could not control it. And they discharged the semen. Prabhupada saying in Bhagavad Gita here, that who are attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things. This saintly person, they bewildered by looking at the beauty of this prostitute, and they could not control. And if you have this problem, the resolute determination, actually Srila Prabhupada, if I use the word, actually I would say the determination of devotional service. I don't think actually I would even put resolute. Here Srila Prabhupada actually using the word very systematically, actually he using English. What a perfect English. That resolute means the fixed determination. That you can't fix your determination for devotional service when if you are attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence. So if you don't have if you want to be very fixed in your determination, that last week we were talking about Sabri, the determination she had. She was told, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi, dhayam tu vam tasya yasya si sanjam, vande guru si charanarvind. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Only the mercy of guru, one can receive, one can get Krishna. One can get the devotional service only by mercy of Guru. And the Guru actually told Sabri, one day Lord Sri Ram will come. And her determination was, she had totally faith. We discussed that one day he will come. And for that reason, she was waiting and waiting and waiting. She never gave up that actually. The determination that, yes, Ramchandra Bhagwan is going to come. I'm going to receive Ramchandra. I'm going to have a darshan of Ramchandra Bhagwan. So, it's very important that actually we have our determination fixed. And Prabhupada is using resolute determination to devotional service. Samadhi means fixed mind. The Vedic dictionary Nirukti says Samaya Adhyat Siman Atma Tattva Yathatmaya. When the mind is fixed for understanding the self, it is called Samadhi. Samadhi is very possibly for person interested in material sense enjoyment, not for those who are bewildered by such temporary things. This means everything is temporary. This morning I was chanting, Mother Kulangana just walked into me and she said, Prabhu, you know, in this world, and I said, this is perfect, what she's saying is for the today's class. Said, Prabhu, and I said, thank you, Krishna, for giving me this inspiration. The Krishna talk through devotee, pure devotee. So he came to me and said, Prabhu, you know, everything in this world is temporary. Whatever we see is all temporary. The only permanent thing is just Krishna and your devotional service. Look at Priyata Prabhu. He was very happy this morning, yesterday morning. And he was talking about Krishna conscious, even though last moment. And then actually within no time he just left. So anytime we're going to go. So we should be prepared. Don't attach to these temporary things. These are the words from Mother Kulangana. And I said, yeah, this is what actually I'm going to talk about today. And she came to me. That this is another realization that actually when pure devotee, they tell you something, and why she came to me this morning? I come sometime, but she came to me today. And I said, Prabhu, and exactly she repeated this, that this is all temporary. And here saying that such temporary things bewildered by this such temporary thing. And we get bewildered that this is mine. This is my house. This is my wife. This is my family. This is my car. Everything is my. Everything is just temporary. But we get bewildered by such things. And we should be very, very careful. In Bhagavad Gita, again, chapter 2, Krishna is explaining to Arjun, text number 60,
Yatato he api kanteya purusasya viparichita indriyani paramdhani haranti prasabham maham.
The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjun, that they forcibly carry away the mind even of a man discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. The senses are very, very strong and they're always pulling the mind, and if the mind is not actually very strong, you end up in the material enjoyment. One time I heard actually this is like that game, you know, that rope actually they pull both sides, the what you call that? Tug of war. Many times actually two teams, they go on each side and one rope and they pull. And they pull and pull. There are two possibilities. Sometimes actually the one team is very strong, another team is very weak. And the strong team actually pulls such a way, within a second, the other team actually just fly on the floor. The Maya and the senses, Maya Devi such a way it works, the senses are too strong and the mind is sometimes very weak. And the senses can pull that rope such a way, we are totally, our mind is just really gone. Within a second actually just fly. And sometimes the both team are very strong. And they pull and pull and pull. And just going one side and going the other side, going one side, other side. And the time, one team think that, okay, let me have a little breath. And just leave it for a second. And if you leave it for a second, the other team pull and that team just goes. The senses and mind both are very, very strong. The senses say, come on, enjoy. The mind said, no. Yes, no, yes, no. And if you leave it little loose, the mind, the senses will pull. And the mind will just... So to control mind is very, very difficult. The senses are so strong and impetuous. O Arjun, they forcibly carry away the mind, even the man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. So it's very, very difficult to control the mind. That great sages, actually even Brahma himself was agitated by actually his own daughter's beauty. Forget about us. The two saintly persons, they were actually, Prabhupada using saintly person. So, here Prabhupada is saying in the purport, the chance, those two saintly person took chance to see the prostitute. So we are doing the same thing, we're taking chance so many times. And the Maya Devi is very, very powerful. He's acting all the time. Actually, Prabhupada given actually this wonderful analogy that boxing, in the boxing game, two boxers actually they throw the punch each other. And the technique of actually the game is that you let the other person throw the punch at you, and you duck in and duck out. Every time miss the punch, the other opponent get very, very angry. And when he get angry, and he starts throwing the punch anywhere and everywhere, and that time you throw the punch right on the face and knock him down. Here, Maya Devi is attacking us all the time. The problem here, in the two opponents in the boxing, one boxer get angry by you ducking, by you missing. But Maya Devi here don't get angry with you. Maya Devi actually all the time is punching and punching and punching, throwing punch. And the only way we can actually get away from this punch, this big fist, is only if you are surrendered to Krishna. And if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then Maya Devi will leave you alone. Prabhupada given actually another analogy, that in the prison, when criminal actually been caught, the prison inside, the criminal think that, okay, how can I get away from here? He wanted to get away and he make all the plan. And some prisoners actually what they do? They said, I'm very comfortable here. I don't want to leave. And they want to stay inside. And some prisoners actually the criminal actually they go out. And they act again the same thing because actually they find more comfortable inside than outside. So these people actually what they want to actually stay in the prison. And many people actually they don't care. We are in the big prison. And we don't want to leave this prison. We are actually very comfortable here. That we got a nice job, we got a nice family, we have a nice life. And we forget the reality, that why we are here. We don't want to even try. And the Maya Devi is all giving you all the time. If you want to leave, Maya Devi will give you something. Then try this out. Try this one out. Try this one out. And if you are not careful, that's why actually other day in the class actually mentioned that the mind should be occupied all the time. If your mind is occupied all the time, then there is no way you think anything else apart from Krishna. Prabhupada is always thinking about Krishna. When actually Prabhupada was going on the walk, he was talking about Krishna. Wherever he is, actually, he was actually, Prabhupada only talk about Krishna. Nothing else. One morning, Prabhupada was walking on the beach, chanting his rounds with the devotee. And suddenly Prabhupada said, can you hear that? And everyone was thinking that, what Prabhupada is saying? Because then, when saintly person asks something, you have to be very careful that what you reply. That they were all looking at each other, that what Prabhupada is asking. And then Prabhupada again stopped. He walked and stopped again. Can you hear that? And everyone thinking, Prabhupada, what are you talking about? And Prabhupada said, look, the waves of water on the ocean, they're making, and Prabhupada said, you know that? And then they would realize, is that Prabhupada, that the wave is making noise. He said, no, that's not a wave. That's the heartbeat of Radharani. And everyone said, heartbeat of Radharani? That's, Radharani is just about to meet Krishna. And that's, Radharani, the heartbeat is going to, even that wave, Srila Prabhupada actually just thought about Krishna. I don't think actually we can think about Krishna at that time. But Srila Prabhupada, because he's a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada knew himself that even 1 second I leave my mind loose, the senses is always pulling other side and I'll be trapped I'll be pulled. So he was engaging his mind all the time. 24 hours satatam kirtanam. 24. This is actually the solution. That if you engage your mind in Krishna conscious, that's the only way you can control your mind. There are many learned sages, philosophers, and transcendentalists who are tried to conquer the senses. But in spite of their endeavor, even the greatest of them sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to the agitated mind. Even Vishwamitra, a great sage and a perfect yogi, was misled by Menaka into sex enjoyment. When Prabhupada is saying that Vishwamitra, the greatest sage, the yogi, even he was agitated by Menaka, the beauty. And in the world, there are so many things, so many prostitutes there. Not only prostitutes, talking about the lady, but there are so many things in the world that if you are not careful for 1 second, they will pull you. They will engage you into material enjoyment. And once you're actually dragged into that, you forget Krishna. It's so difficult. Actually, they said the Bhagavatam is very difficult to understand. Bhagavad Gita is very difficult to understand. But if you understand the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam through Guru, Yasya Prasada Bhagavad Prasada, Yasya Prasada Nagati Guru. If you get the mercy of the Guru, that's why actually it's very, very important that you surrender to your Guru. Guru doesn't mean actually the one who give you the instruction. Guru actually means that who will give you the knowledge about Krishna, who talk about Krishna, who will take you to Krishna. That's why it is very, very important that one must stay in the association of devotee. If you leave the association of devotee, doesn't matter actually how strong you think, you will lose. The question comes, then how one can actually work outside? Siti Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So how can one actually work outside? Because as a grihastha life, many of us here are grihastha. To maintain the family, they have to work outside. They have to maintain the family. So what can they do? Prabhupada explained that yes, grihastha actually need to go and work outside. Give your association. Don't take their association. That's why actually first of all, and how can you give your association? The charity begins from home. You make sure that actually you become a good devotee. Try your best to become a good devotee. And if you become a good devotee, then when you go out, give your association. Don't take the association. And that's why they said, therefore, it is very difficult to control the mind and the sense without being fully Krishna conscious. Without engaging the mind in Krishna, one cannot cease such material engagement. So, Prabhupada saying very clearly here, therefore it is very difficult to control mind. And how can you control mind? If you engage yourself fully, not part-time, satatam, fully engage your mind into Krishna conscious. There are so many things you can do here. And if you engage yourself, then one can actually stay away from Maya. Otherwise, Maya is attacking you all the time. Maya is like a serpent and fire. They said there are so many people, they're working with the fire and they're very expert. There are so many people, they say, very expert at catching the serpent, the snake. But if they are not careful for 1 second, if they make one little mistake, the fire will burst them. Doesn't matter how expert you are. The snake catcher, those people, they are very good actually catching the snake. Even they saying that actually even one mistake we do, the serpent will bite you. And some serpent, actually the snakes are very, very poisonous. Within one bite, you are gone. So one little mistake, we taking chance in the life all the time. That, what a big deal, it's okay. Take it easy. You don't have to be Krishna conscious all the time, the mind is saying. And the intelligence is saying, no. The senses are pulling your mind all the time if you are not careful. Like here, Prabhupada saying, actually Prabhupada used the word saintly person. He didn't say just sadhu. He said the saintly person, two saintly person. And actually they took chance. Prabhupada used the word chance. Prabhupada didn't say that a two saintly person actually saw the prostitute and they attracted to prostitute. He didn't say actually they saw the person. Prabhupada saying that they took chance to see the prostitute. The very important is chance. Chance means actually just one little minor mistake. If you leave it loose, Maya is there to attack you. Maya is checking. Maya is so carefully giving you, like a honey, take this sweet. And if you are not careful, so Maya is like a serpent and fire. Doesn't matter how careful you are. And if you make one little mistake, says we should be on guard all the time. And if you are not careful, Maya is there to take away through the senses. So you have actually two things in your life, either Krishna or material things. You have given actually this independent to choose. They said actually many times, they said, oh, Krishna is not, everything is done by Krishna. Many people, they said, oh, I like to come, but actually, Krishna is not allowing me to come to temple. Krishna is not allowing me to join the temple. Krishna is not allowing me to take his name. That's all rubbish. The Maya is the independent is given to you is up to you. You have to decide. Krishna is not deciding that, okay, Radha-Vinod, just leave this and just go and just enjoy yourself outside. No, it's up to me. What I want to choose. Krishna has totally given the independent. That actually, yes, Radha-Vinod, I'll give you the independent. You choose what you want. Yes, Krishna is actually helping you all the time. And that's why Krishna said, okay, if you take one step towards me, I'll take 1,000 steps toward you to come back to me. And Krishna is openly declaring Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parijaya Mamekam Saranamaja. So if you just surrender totally to me, I will take you back to Godhead. But that endeavor is supposed to come from us, from me, from my side. Krishna is there to help. So many people, they're saying that Krishna is not, Krishna is helping every second. Like this morning, when Mother Kulangana came to me, and I said, Krishna, thank you. That today's actually, that class is I'm giving, and this is helping me. That everything here in this world is temporary. And if you are not careful, if you use these things as that actually they are for you to enjoy, then your mind will be gone towards actually material enjoyment and you will forget Krishna. in the purport actually Srila Prabhupada is saying that if you are not careful, sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to the agitated mind. Here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that those two saintly persons actually, they took chance and they saw the prostitute. Though they were saintly persons, they were trying to control their senses, but because actually they agitated by the beauty of the prostitute, and they discharged the semen. Actually, when we're talking about this tasty baby, the Walt Disneyland, that owner, when he died, he heard actually that actually if the scientists, they are working on it, on the body, that if they keep the body in the preservation, one day actually they will find that they can make this body alive. So he spent so much money, and he told the scientist that can you, told the doctor, so can you preserve my body? And the day you will find the solution to make this body alive, he already paid so much money for that, that I'm paying you in advance. How silly that person. That he thought actually that one day this body will be alive. And he put actually so much money into this business that actually one day you can actually preserve my body and one day actually you can make my body alive. Himself actually he's very, anyway, the silly idea. But the other person, one of his relatives, he was more silly than him. He thought actually that I have borrowed so much money from him, and if he became alive one day, he will ask for that money. So he went there and he unplugged the power, switch off the power. How silly idea. The first actually he the silly to actually put so much money, once you die, it's gone. You don't know what's gonna happen. And he thought actually one day they will make my body alive. This is the material world. And the other silly thing, actually, one of his relatives thought that if he make one day he became actually alive, then he's going to ask me for those money I have borrowed. Better I just go and unplug. Actually, where is all the ideas coming from? I think they're all coming from Srimad Bhagavatam. Though they don't want to accept the doctor. Many doctors, they don't accept Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. They don't accept Veda. They don't accept Krishna. But when they're about to do the operation, you know what they say? I'll try my best. I'll leave it to rest. I'll leave it on him. Hold on. You don't believe in God. Why they say that I believe on him? Each and every person, actually, they believe in God. They're afraid. Actually, this is a true story. One time in Bombay, two friends, they were studying together. One friend actually never believed in, like, atheist. He never believed in God. He said, yeah. And the other friend, actually, he always believed in God. And they also discussed about the God. And the friend said, actually, you are crazy. There is no such a thing, God. Why are you talking about? There is no, just enjoy your life. And the other friend said, no. God is there and he's controlling. You should believe there is a God. And he said, no, there is no God. After a while, actually, they separated. They go into their own way. And after a few years, he had his address, actually, the one friend, the one who was actually not believed in God, he was going to open one business. So he said, let me call my old friend, my college friend. So he called the college friend. And he said, oh, do you remember me? So he came and he was surprised. The business was just going to open and there was a fire sacrifice going on. And he said, hold on, you don't believe, you never believed in God. Why are you doing this fire sacrifice? He said, you know, I don't believe in God. Still he's saying that I don't believe in God. He said, why are you doing the fire sacrifice? That is for the God. To satisfy God, actually you're doing this. He said, no. The reason I'm doing it, in case there is a God. He said, in case there is a God, just make him happy. In that means, back of his mind, he's afraid of God. In back of mind, he actually accepted there is a God. If he totally accepted that there is no God, he won't do the fire sacrifice there. He won't do the kirtan there. But because actually he thinks, back of his mind, that if there is a God, he's afraid. Make him happy. Actually, God will never do anything that will harm us. God is always taking care of us all the time. He's always worried about you. He's always, actually, one time I told that actually this heartbeat is actually not beating tack, tack, tack. The heartbeat is beating, come back, come back, come back. Krishna is calling us all the time. Every second, actually, every heartbeat actually is calling, come back, come back. Krishna is not happy with us. We are suffering this material world. That's why Krishna wants us to go back to Godhead. And Krishna is saying that actually, I know you are in a material world. You are suffering. Every moment, every second you are suffering. I don't like you suffering. I want you to come back. That's why Krishna has given actually this wonderful opportunity. Come to the temple. Come to Bhaktivedanta Manor. Associate with the devotee. Engage yourself in the devotional service. And if you do this, engaging yourself in the devotional service, one day, when Krishna is saying, yes, now you have 100% faith on me. Mayadevi checks that, okay, you pass your test. And then Mayadevi tells Krishna. Mayadevi actually doing thankless service for Krishna. All the time she's checking on all the devotee, all the people, that who is qualified to go, only the qualified person can go to Krishna. Not anyone and everyone can go to Krishna. The qualified person, that's why Mayadevi's job is to check, and check. She's checking all the time. Whether, are you ready? And the day you are ready, she tells Krishna, this is yours now. You take him back to Godhead. So, to go to Krishna, to come out from this prison, to leave this material world and go into eternal world, from this temporary world to eternal world, we need to engage ourselves 24 hours in Krishna conscious service. If we don't, like these two saints, they took chance to see this beauty of the heaven, the prostitute, and they got agitated and they couldn't control. If the saintly person can't control, what to talk about us? We are just ordinary human being. And if you are not careful, if you leave loose for 1 second, the rope is pulling by senses all the time. And the time will come that will be gone, fly within a second. Prabhupada is just trying to tell, don't give chance this material body for 1 second. Don't leave mind loose. Engage this mind, engage this body to serve Sisi Radha Gokulananda 24 hours a day. Don't give him chance. That's why actually I think Srila Prabhupada used the word The two saintly person actually took chance. Don't give this chance to this material world, this material body, to enjoy the senses, enjoy the material enjoyment. Engage yourself into Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any correction?